Changing minds one thought at a time.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Motivate Social Podcast, where we bring you people who are changing the world via social media. I am Dr. Athena Finch, and of course, I always have my lovely co-host, Vanessa Canterbury, with me. How are you, Vanessa?
I am doing great. How are you?
I am excellent because we are getting ready to talk to one of my most favorite people in the whole world, besides yourself, of course. And so, you know, I have to introduce her. I get the privilege to introduce this wonderful woman. She is the president at Smart Chick. She is a motivational speaker, mentor, and Success Magazine blogger. I get the honor and privilege to introduce Cynthia Bazin. How are you, Cynthia?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I am great. I'm so glad that you are on the podcast today and you get to share your message with the people. So I have to ask you the question that the audience is waiting on. What are you doing to change the world via social media?
I'm so honored to be here. I love what you both are doing, so thank you so much for being here. You know, we're all on a journey, right, of life, and we're all trying to change lives. Is that my main message for my business, Smart Chick, is getting people laser focused. Is that I just, throughout the many, many years that I was in work in the investigations and security industry, and now for the last 6 years in my business, I think one of the main things that we lose at times or sometimes all the time is focus. So my whole message is really giving you tools and strategies and smart tips to get you focused on your own greatness, on your path to success and happiness. So that's my main message that I try to do every single day.
Now, Cynthia, I've been following you for some time now. And what I see for myself, I'm just like, my goodness, who would not want to be connected with this lady here? And I commend you. I really do, because there's so much negative stuff that's on social media. But somebody to just say, you know what, I choose not to follow this. But let me give you something that could be able to shift your thinking to be able to know you need to be laser focused in order for you to live the best life, in order for you to do the best things that you know that you're capable of doing, but you just need that support. You need that extra push. I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it. So one of my questions, I probably got many, but one of my questions is, how did you get yourself laser focused? Because oftentimes we want to be able to do something and we're easily distracted, especially with the social media stuff, right? What did you do to be able to put yourself into that category of being laser focused in order for you to reach your ultimate goal?
All right. Well, it's very interesting that some people, right, is that they have a background that people really push them to be all that they can be. And so they have that laser focus because they have really great role models from their childhood to really go for what they want. In my particular scenario is that, you know, I came from a very, very small town outside of Massachusetts. Didn't have great mentors, I would say, when I was younger. And my laser focus came from that I didn't want to be where I kind of grew up. So my laser focus really focused in on is that, yeah, okay, you know, how my family grew up and the town that I grew up in, as nice as it was, my main focus was that I wanted to get out of it. I wanted something bigger. I wanted to have something better for myself. So I think from being, you know, starting young, that I really knew what I didn't want. So I did everything in my power to align myself with people and activities and things for me to get to where, you know, I really wanted to be at. So, again, kind of in summary is that I knew what I didn't want. I wanted things a little bit better. I wanted to be financially secure. I wanted to have a career that I really loved. And so I kind of looked at what the negative was and the things that I didn't want to happen, and I just kind of looked at the opposite and said, if I want to get out of this place, if I want to be financially secure, I want to have a good job, I want to be able to retire someday, I've got to do everything in my power to not listen to the messages that I'm hearing and really align myself with the right activities and people to make it happen. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I can definitely relate. I did that the same myself. And it's amazing that how you feel could be such a catalyst to get you moving. You know, it's about that emotion mm-hmm. and the fact that you don't care. You don't know what it is you want to do, but you know what you don't want to feel anymore. You know what you don't want to be about anymore. And so that motivates
right.
you to find out what's better. And, you know, you mentioned not having mentors. Is that one of the reasons why you decided to become a mentor yourself?
Absolutely. I mean, fortunately, I would say, you know, after, you know, the childhood and I was in high school and there was that point that, okay, what are you going to do after high school? And there really wasn't anybody that was kind of giving me that push that, hey, listen, you could be all that you can be. It was kind of expected that I was just going to maybe go to work after high school and stuff like that. Fortunately, I had one person, which I talk about a lot, is that I was on cross country. And during a lot of long cross country runs, actually my coach for cross country, who was actually the guidance counselor for high school, he was really the only person that kind of took me under my wing. And so, yeah, that person to this day, his name is Michael Perrin, he had like a changing effect on me because he was like, listen, don't listen to all of that you only can do this or you can only do that. And so he was like the one person that really pushed me towards something. So I always had it in my mind that when I could come to a place that I could actually officially do this, you know, as an actual career, I knew this was something that I wanted to do. But that person in high school, my cross-country coach, was definitely the catalyst for me to do it informally throughout my life. Whenever I could, if someone was kind of struggling or needed a little bit of advice, I would do it on an informal basis. And then it took a little bit of time, but 20 years later, after having a pretty good career and doing something else, I said, you know what, I want to get back to where I really started and kind of that passion of helping people. And, yes, that's, you know, what I want to do now is formally mentor people.
See, I knew I liked you for a reason. you know what I mean? Just, you know, because it does. It takes, it could be just that one person just to be able mm-hmm. to make a shift and make a difference in your life that could propel you to that next level that you never would have thought of or you wasn't used to being around anything like that. And I remember that was me. And so now I'm on the other side of it. Oh, my goodness. See, Cynthia, me, you're going to have to talk. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Because some people just afraid to share that.
Yeah, if I can kind of jump in, there was a recent discussion on social media going, can anybody truly motivate you or does it really all come from within? And I totally put myself out there and I said, you know what, absolutely I believe somebody can motivate somebody mm-hmm. because if that person didn't come along for me, Vanessa, you know, who knows where I would be today
mm-hmm.
is that I needed that push. I needed somebody to take me under their wing and say, listen, there are possibilities. You know, you just got to keep your eyes open to them and surround yourself with the right people. And it took that person and say, you know what, I believe in you. You don't have to be, you know, like everybody else's that you, you know, grew around, is that you could do what you want. So I totally believe that a mentor, an accountability partner, somebody can change mm-hmm. somebody's life.
Yes. And when you were saying cross country, the first thing that I thought about is we all deal with it, but we don't realize it. The cross country mm-hmm. of life. Because
yep.
there's going to be different
Absolutely.
Levels, there's different countries, there's different things that's going to happen in our life. But we're going across the country. Oh, my
mm-hmm.
goodness. Okay. You got me so excited. My question, what's one of those tips that you would say to a person who just don't believe in that it's possible? They've been around so much dysfunction. They've been around so many negative and toxic people that now they believe this is it. That's all they have to offer is the same thing that they see and that they surround themselves with. And we know a lot of people that's dealing with that right now. So I know the audience mm-hmm. is waiting. Go ahead. Give it to them. What's that tip?
You know, it's so hard if you're surrounding yourself with negative, toxic people and you've lived in that environment, you know, all your life. But I think we've seen over and over examples of people that just say to themselves that they're not going to quit and they're going to do something. You know, that's, I think, what the key is do something to get that inspiration, to get that motivation. So for somebody that has nobody around them that believes in them, you got to get on the internet and read articles. You got to listen to podcasts like this. Maybe something that I say, maybe something that you both are saying will resonate with people. You've got to somehow get around a tribe that builds that confidence in you. So whether it's an online community, there's so much opportunity on Periscope and Facebook Live and so many different types of groups. But you have to, you know, somehow dig deep. I think that's a quote by Brene Brown that says, dig deep, get moving, or that sort of thing. Sometimes you just got to dig deep and, you know what, find that little light within you that says, you know what, this is unacceptable, and I'm going to seek it out. I'm going to do everything in my power to get that positivity and to get that confidence in myself. And so you have to, if there's nobody around you doing it for you, you have to seek it out, and you cannot accept anything less. You just got to keep searching for it day after day, just like you're doing a fitness routine, right? Every single day you have to develop a habit in exercising. You got to wake up every day and say, I'm going to force myself to say a positive affirmation. I'm going to force myself to get on the internet and find something positive to read. I'm going to force myself to try to find that great contact. You know, and you'll be forcing yourself in the beginning because you're going to try it. You're going to probably get back into that little bit of negative downward spiral. So that's why I'm saying you need to force yourself, because in order for it to become a habit, you got to keep on doing it and keep on doing it until something starts clicking. So every day you got to wake up and say, you know what, I refuse to keep living my life like this, and I will try to find that person that will take me under their wing. I will find some sort of article that resonates with me. I will find that coach, you know, that may be willing to work with me a little bit free online. So you just got to keep moving forward.
Yes, yes. You know, it's all about the personal development. We always have to be reaching for and striving for greatness. And we can't become stagnant, because if we become stagnant, we stop growing and we stop reaching. And that's one thing I know that none of us on this call are interested in. And so when you are working with a client and you can feel them being stagnant, you can feel them starting to lose their little gusto, if we will, what are some of the things you say to that person?
Well, you know, a lot of the times, so first I ask about the support network, right? So if someone is feeling stagnant, I really try to tap into, you know, what's going on, really trying to get crystal clear about why are they feeling stagnant, right? You've got to kind of dig deep again to figure out why they're stagnant. And it happens a lot of times, right? We lose motivation because maybe we've started something, and, you know, it's not coming fast enough, right? How many of us want success and happiness and financial, you know, wellness, like right now? It takes time. So people get stagnant because things aren't happening quick enough for them. So sometimes it's just giving them a pep talk. Sometimes it's just, you know, letting them know that it's going to take a little while, boosting up their confidence, and sometimes kicking them, as I say, in the duck a little bit, letting them know that these things are going to take time. Sometimes it's the support thing, that there's other things going on in their life other than the particular goal that they're going for. Which, like emotional drainers in their life, extra activities that are trying to weigh them down. So I try to figure out what is that thing that's making them feel stagnant, and then removing the things that are not working for them and trying to find that secret sauce way to kind of get them moving again in a positive direction. Getting those baby steps, giving them new goals, maybe things that aren't overwhelming to them, but things that are going to get them feeling confident again and moving forward and feeling some sort of reward.
Oh, my goodness, Cynthia. What am I going to do with you? I am so loving this. I am so loving this. When I noticed one of the things that you have is called Smart Chick. You go by Smart Chick, and what I'm thinking in my when I read that, I was like, Smart Chick, marching. And now that I'm hearing your message and how you started to, you know, where all of this positive motivation came from, it matches with Smart Chick. Now, one of the things that people fail to realize is that you have to speak it into yourself, into your being, into your spirit, into your soul every single day when other people feel otherwise about you, right? And when I see Smart Chick, you may people probably look at you like you was crazy, like, Smart Chick, what do you mean? You think you're better than somebody else? It may not be that, right? It means Smart Chick is that I want to be able to do what? Why did you come up with the name Smart Chick?
Well, it's really, really interesting, Vanessa, is that the name actually didn't come up by me, is that I think you know my background a little bit, but prior to me opening up my business, I was in the investigations and security world for 21 years. So it all kind of started in college when I was going for my degree in criminal justice and psychology, and at the time, Silence of the Lambs movie came out, if you remember that movie way back, and that I always wanted to do something pretty extraordinary and something very interesting. And so I was kind of challenged to, you know, do my internship in a maximum security prison and do something that was really male-dominated versus being what back then was traditional female roles and stuff like that. So I ended up getting into the security investigations industry, and through those 21 years, I had to interview people, I had to, for people that were on the wrong path, and as a result of people being on the wrong path, they were always asking me pieces of advice, like how to turn their life around, how to get back on the right path, and the people that were in my life during that time, and actually the people that I actually investigated, they're like, you know what, that's really smart advice, you're really a smart chick, they would say, and so when I was looking to actually get into my own business, I threw out some possibilities to my inner circle, people that I really trusted, and they're like, there is no other name. They're like, we've been calling you a smart chick for the last 20 years or something like that. And so I said, all right, I'm going to go for it. So that wasn't the name that I picked. It was sort of the people that surrounded me for the past 20 years. They kind of gave it to me. And the name to me today is really a lifestyle brand, is that what my goal is that I want, you know, young girls, women in transition, really, to really just, you know, think with their heads and just really stay focused on their goals. And so it's really not, the name isn't what really I consider myself. It's what the goal is, what I want everybody to be. So that's kind of like the background on the name Smart Chick.
Well, you definitely are a smart chick, and it fits very, very well. And we are definitely honored to have you on the show spreading all of your wisdom. And so I know you as being, oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. I know you as being the one that wakes up at 5:30 your time to share your laser-focused messages with the people so that you can catch the people on the East Coast, because I know you're on the West Coast. But, yeah. And, you know, that is definitely determination and will. So what made you decide that it was time for you to spread your message, especially at 5:30 in the morning?
I know, isn't that crazy? And I actually don't get up at 5:30 in the morning. I get up much earlier than that. You know, I just really find that, you know, focus, it starts first thing in the morning, as soon as you put your feet on the ground, right? It's that, are you rushing to go to work? Are you just kind of making the day just happen? It's just going along and you don't have any sort of plan to put in place. And so I was kind of, you know, thinking about what are the biggest challenges that my clients have. And really it's right at the start of their day. They really don't get their day kicked off in the right way. So just decided, you know, every single day I love to look at a quote. I love to kind of get focused and say, okay, what's that one word or what's that quote that really resonates with me? I've been following quotes. I have notebooks and notebooks of quotes from years ago. Now I have them electronically on the computer. But I said, you know what, if I like this, if I like quotes and I have such a passion for quotes, maybe, and I've always been posting them on social media, maybe it will work on the live streaming forum. And so I said, you know what? I read a quote every single day for myself. I'm going to take the one that resonates with me today or what's going on in my life, and I'm just going to put it out there in the morning, and let's see if somebody shows up. And I'm just going to spread, you know, what that quote means to me, and maybe, you know, they can throw some ideas of what that quote means for them. And maybe, you know, that will give them a little bit of laser focus to kick their day off in a positive and focused way. So that's how it came about, is that I've always been a lover of quotes. I have quote books. I write them down. Whenever I see one, I just love to, you know, think about them. So I said, let me get the message out there and see if anybody else resonates with this. And it's a lot of fun.
Oh, Cynthia. You are amazing. You're not only smart chick, it goes right along with a full spectrum of everything you bring to the table. You are touching people in ways to make them know that, yes, I may have the title of smart chick, but there's a message behind smart chick. Yes, there's a quote that I may like that resonates, but some people just don't put it out there. But I'm going to go ahead and be bold enough to put it out there because I want you to think. I get up every morning. I make that sacrifice to be able to say, I want to be able to touch our souls around the globe so you can be able to get your day started right. Because you're maybe in the middle of the night, your night was all just disrupted by some foolishness. And so I'm going to go ahead and let's disrupt that, and I'm going to give you some positive messages. So you are hitting all areas to get them going along the way. And thank you. That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. What is one of your biggest goals that you have so for like 2016? And then you turn around and say, you know what, I want to be able to reach that goal. What's one of the steps that you take to be able to accomplish that goal? Because in terms, what you're doing is showing other people there's a process. Nothing's never going to happen right now. There's never a right now gratification. It takes steps. It's involving. It's just sacrifice. It's much more. So you have a goal in mind.
Mm-hmm.
What is one of those, what's the steps that you take to be able to reach that goal, accomplish that goal, and exceed at that goal?
Mm-hmm. So the steps that I take in order to reach your goal, that's what you're kind of asking, Vanessa?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know what, it has to be, you know what, a top priority. So, you know what, you have to be fully committed to it. And the first thing that I do and I just push my clients to do is that you got to get it out of your head, and you actually have to have it in writing somewhere. For me, it has to be like right smack in front of me, above the computer, on a whiteboard, something, so that it's not so just fluffy and just, you know, inside your head. It has to be written down. So in order for me to reach a goal, it has to be clear, written down. And then the next thing that's super important, I was just working with some clients today, is going, okay, great, you've got this goal. When is the goal to get it done? When are we going to get this done? Because if you don't have a deadline, the years are just going to pass on by like they probably have already, and you haven't gotten it done. So we have to set a to accomplish date. I like a to accomplish date. Some other people like to call it a deadline. So a to-accomplish date or a deadline, and again, that needs to be on the calendar, and that needs to be in front of you every single day. And then what I do is that I have to have all the steps laid out, everything that needs to be done in order for this to be accomplished. So, for example, I believe one of you have your first solo book being written right now. I'm doing the same thing. I've been part of book projects, but my first solo book I'm writing right now. And so I need to know, okay, how many words am I looking for this book? So I write down the total number of words. What is the to accomplish date to get that first draft done? Got to have that down. Okay, how many words a day or how many words a week can I reasonably do in order to get this goal accomplished? And, you know, what mentoring, what support do I need in order for me to get this done? So it's really about getting yourself motivated by having that to accomplish date. It's having those baby steps that I say so that it's not overwhelming that, hey, I can do this. These are the little things that I can do each day in order for them to add up, reward myself, and get this done. And then, you know, just, you know what, giving up that pride, giving up that thing that you think that you're supposed to be able to handle everything yourself. We've got to give that up as women, as men, and say, listen, I need help with this. There's no way I'm going to be able to accomplish everything writing it, putting it together, getting it published, and that sort of thing. So reaching out for the best, that's kind of my process, is that you got to have a, and there's my word again, laser focused. You got to have a laser focused plan in order for you to stand a chance in getting this goal done.
Oh, first off, I want to say congratulations on your book. That is, I definitely know what kind of feat that is. And I know that you're so excited to be on this journey. So definitely congratulations for that. And, you know, I want you to tell the audience one final nugget that's going to take them along their way. And then, of course, where to find you and what you have going on, because we need to know how we can get some more of that smart chick.
Again, I really appreciate you both having me here. You guys are a lot of fun and positive, and you're doing such great things here on this podcast. So I thank you again for having me. I appreciate it. You know, what's going on? I even just forgot the question. As far as what's going on, you know, with smart chick, you know, just trying to get the word out, you know, as far as, you know, being laser-focused. People can find me at, you know, smartchick.me. That is absolutely the best way to get in touch with me. SMARTCHIC.me is that I've got individual mentoring. I've got a group program for women, all different stuff going on. Is that, you know, just the message that I'm trying to bring out there is just, the final nugget is this. I would say this. Is that you really start stepping into your greatness, your happiness, your best success when you stop worrying about what everybody else is trying to tell you what to do. You're going to hear a lot of advice. I'm sure you both, well, both of you ladies have gotten a lot of advice on this podcast, a lot of advice in your careers, what you should do, you know, what you shouldn't be doing. Is that really, you know, listen to everybody, but then really take a step back, figure out what you want. Is that don't worry about what other people are going to think about what you want to do. Don't, you know, take someone's advice and say, oh, you know what, I have to do this because so-and-so is asking me to do this. Is that really just dig deep, find out what's really going to make you happy, and go for it. That's when really my life really shifted around, is that I stopped listening to the noise. There were so many people that said, you know what, you're crazy to leave the corporate world to go into your own business. What if it fails? What if this? What if that? And so I really had to reduce the noise and really dig deep and say, you know what, this is what I really want. This is what I'm going to go for. And so really stop worrying about what everybody else is stressing you about and just do what makes you happy. It's your life. You've only got one chance at this. So, you know, do it right. Do what makes you happy.
Cynthia really spoke to not only me, but I know so many people could be able to relate to your message. I can't say thank you enough. It's such an honor to be on the other end of this call, to be able to hear your message and hear more about your history of encourage other people, because somebody needs it. You encourage me, and you may not even know that, but you really encourage me to be like, wow, I am on the right path. I'm doing the things that I love to do, and working with Dr. Fitch and amazing things that we have coming up. We're just here to be able to give other people hope. We're that vessel. And so thank you for being the vessel. We really, truly, truly appreciate it. And we thank you so much for taking out the time of your hectic schedule to be able to spread the message with our audience.
Again, thank you so much for having me. Keep doing what you both are doing. Again, there's not enough positivity out there, like you kind of said. So you know what? We all got to stick together and keep getting that great word out. So thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate your time.
Oh, you are so,
yes.
So welcome.
And if Cynthia said something today that resonated with you, please find this podcast on Change Your Minds Online. You can also find it on iTunes, Stitcher, Tuned In, and, of course, our YouTube channel. Thank you, Cynthia, so much for being here. You know, as always, it's always an honor and a pleasure, always.
Thank you so much. You both have a wonderful day.
You too. And thank you for everyone that is listening today. We are going to continue to bring you people who are changing the world via social media. So until next time, goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.